So I am going to be speaking this morning about being right with God through Jesus. And we've had lots of little hints at that, both Mark's fantastic kids slot, but also in the songs that we've been singing, which I think is just really great. I'm going to focus on two elements. The first one is truth, and the second one is grace. Very simple. Under truth, we're going to look at two little aspects of that. First of all, what are we believing about Jesus? And how can we find the truth? And then under grace, we'll just consider a bit further the fact that we are saved by grace. What does that really mean? So those of you who have been following the Encountering Jesus series with us, I'm just going to get my little booklet out to show you. The Encountering Jesus series, we've been reading the Bible every day, every weekday, for the last 2 and a little bit months now. We have just this week transitioned. We finished Matthew, and we have started reading Galatians. We changed perspective slightly. We've gone from reading the stories about what Jesus actually did to Paul's account and teaching about Jesus. And I wonder how you found that transition if you've been doing the series. Have you found it refreshing? You found it a bit disconcerting? Have you felt excited about it? Have you felt apprehensive? Personally, for me, when we transitioned from John to Matthew, I found that a little bit uncomfortable, if I'm honest. I really liked John. I really liked his style. It felt personal. It felt just like something that I could connect with. And Matthew was a little bit harder going. So I'm actually quite relieved that we're moving on to Galatians. I'm looking forward to it. But whatever you have been feeling, ultimately it's really good to be able to acknowledge and understand how we feel when we're reading different bits of the Bible, understanding our reactions. It's all God's word, but some bits can feel a bit more uncomfortable to read than others. So before we get completely stuck into Galatians, which we'll be focusing on this morning, let's just have a think about some of the context here. Paul, many of you will know, was a really devout Jew, really, really serious in his faith. He was on a mission to destroy the early church. And he used language to that effect himself when he describes himself in Galatians 1. He says he had been violently persecuting the Christians, doing his best to get rid of them. But then Paul encountered Jesus. Acts 9 tells us a little bit about the story of Paul on the road to Damascus, going to that place to completely tear apart the Christians there. But he gets stopped. He sees this bright light from heaven. He falls to the ground and he hears the voice of Jesus saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He's blinded by the light, but within a few days he's healed. He is baptized and he is preaching about Jesus. Just as a little aside here, at that point he stops using his name Saul. So Saul, Paul, had two names from birth. He had his Roman name because his father was Roman. He also had his Hebrew name. And because he was such a devout Jew, he always went by the Hebrew name of Saul. That was the name of a king. It meant significant one. But after he'd encountered Jesus, he'd been called to preach to the Gentiles, he decided to take the name Paul, which means little. He went from significant one to little. Jesus had led him from a place of feeling like he knew what he was doing, he was really important, to knowing that in comparison to the greatness of Christ, he was little. So Paul's encounter with Jesus caused this massive, massive transformation. We don't always experience quite such dramatic encounters with Jesus, probably not every day as we're reading our Bibles, but Jesus does want to shine light on our lives, just like he did for Paul. So Paul, having had this dramatic encounter, incredible experience, sets off to tell others about Jesus. And fairly early on in his travels, he goes to Galatia. He sets up this church in Galatia. The Holy Spirit moves. It's going really well for this fledgling church. It starts good. But Paul goes on to the next place, and within a short space of time, the church was hit by a crisis. It was infiltrated by what Paul calls false teachers. These people called Paul's view into question. They called his authority into question. And they started reintroducing the old Jewish ways, the law that Mark was talking about earlier. You've got to do this, you've got to do that, you've got to eat these certain things. They were herding the Christians into the religious way of life. And as a result, the church in Galatia was really divided. So when Paul heard what had been going on, he was furious. And I don't use that word lightly. He was furious. He was furious, first of all, with those false teachers. What are you doing? How dare you lead these people away from Christ? How dare you intimidate Christ's church? But actually, he was also furious with the church. Come on, guys. You've got the Holy Spirit with you. I've taught you this stuff. Why are you giving in to this intimidation? So at that point, he writes this letter to the Galatians. He wants to encourage them to get back on track, to help them recover the freedom that they've lost. So let's start. We'll look at Galatians 1, verses 6 to 7. Sorry if it's a bit small. Paul says, I am shocked that you are turning away so soon from God, who called you to himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You are following a different way that pretends to be the good news, but is not the good news at all. You are being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ. The Message translation actually puts it this way. I can't believe your fickleness. How easily you have turned traitor to him who called you by the grace of Christ by embracing a variant message. It is not a minor variation, you know. It is completely other, an alien message, a no message, a lie